critical thinking, inductive and deductive reasoning explained, by Marco Jameson, narrated by J.A. Leidig. Chapter 1. Fallacies and Their Definition. A fallacy is a type of error in reasoning. Fallacies might be made accidentally, or they could be created intentionally in order to deceive other people. The huge majority of the commonly identified fallacies include arguments, although some include clarifications or definitions or other items of thinking. Sometimes the term fallacy is used much more broadly to suggest any false belief or reason for a false belief. The list below includes some fallacies of these sorts, but most are fallacies that include kinds of mistakes made while arguing informally in natural language. A charge of fallacious thinking always needs to be justified. The burden of evidence is on your shoulders when you declare that a person's reasoning is fallacious. Even if you don't clearly give your reasons, it is your responsibility to be able to provide if challenged. An informal fallacy is fallacious just because of both its form and its content. The formal fallacies are fallacious only simply because of their rational form. For example, the domino effect fallacy has the following form. Step 1 typically leads to step 2. Step 2 usually results in step 3. Step 3 usually causes until we reach a certain desirable step. So step 1 is not acceptable. That form takes place in both good arguments and fallacious arguments. The quality of an argument of this form depends most importantly on the likelihoods. The probabilities include the argument's content, not only its form. The first recognized organized research study of fallacies was because of Aristotle in his De Sophisticitis Elenchis, Sophistical Refutations, an appendix to the Topics. He listed 13 types. After the Dark Ages, fallacies were again studied methodically in medieval Europe. That's why so many fallacies have Latin names. The third major period of research study of the fallacies started in the later 20th century as a result of restored interest from the disciplines of philosophy, logic, communication research studies, rhetoric, psychology, and AI. The more frequent the mistake within public conversation and discussion, the more likely it is to have a name. That is one reason that there is no particular name for the fallacy of subtracting 5 from 13 and concluding that the answer is 7, though the error is very common. The term fallacy is not a precise term. One reason is that it is ambiguous. It can refer to either a sort of error in an argument, B, a kind of error in thinking, including arguments, meanings, clarifications, and so forth, C, a false belief, or D, the reason for any of the previous errors, including what are usually referred to as rhetorical techniques. Philosophers who are scientists in fallacy theory choose a highlight, A, but their lead is usually not followed in textbooks and public discussion. Regarding D, disease, being a bigot, being hungry, being stupid, and being hypercritical of the adversaries are all sources of mistake in reasoning, so they could certify as fallacies of kind D, but they are not included in the list below. Then again, wishful thinking, stereotyping, being superstitious, justifying, and having a bad sense of percentage are sources of error and are included in the list right below, though they wouldn't be included in a list devoted only to faulty arguments. Hence, there is a specific arbitrariness to what appears in lists like this. What have been ended up in the list below are the following persuasive